Tether launches MDK, an open-source stack for Bitcoin miners. Tether has released MDK, an open-source infrastructure layer aimed at Bitcoin miners. The company announced the launch on April 27, 2026, framing the project as a way to give miners direct control over the hardware and software they currently inherit from a small group of manufacturers and pool operators. The release lands in a market where Bitcoin trades at $77,738, down 0.2% on the day and up 3.3% on the week, according to live CoinMarketCap data as of April 27, 2026. Fear and greed sits at 44, neutral. The price tape is quiet, but the structural story under the hood is not. What MDK actually is, MDK is described as an open-source infrastructure layer, not a mining pool, not a firmware fork in isolation, and not a hosted service. The pitch is that it sits between the silicon and the rest of a miner's stack, exposing hooks that let operators set their own rules for things like pool routing, telemetry, firmware behavior, and management plane logic. Today, most industrial-scale Bitcoin miners run a stack stitched together from a handful of manufacturers' proprietary firmware, vendor management tools, and a short list of large pools. That works, but it concentrates trust. If a manufacturer ships a buggy update or a pool sensor's transactions, individual operators have limited recourse without ripping out parts of the stack. The Tether framing is that an open layer cuts that dependency. Miners can audit it, patch it, and route around components they no longer trust. Why a stablecoin issuer is in mining Tether is best known as the issuer of USDT, the largest stablecoin by market capitalization. The mining angle is not a new pivot. The company has been building out energy and Bitcoin mining operations for several years, deploying capital from its reserves yield into hardware and hosting infrastructure. MDK is a logical extension. If you operate mining yourself, you have a direct interest in tooling that is not gated by another vendor's roadmap. By open sourcing the layer, Tether also gets a wider testing surface and a chance to set norms in a part of the stack that has historically been opaque. There is a reputational angle, too. Tether spent much of the last cycle defending its reserves and disclosure practices, shipping infrastructure that is auditable line by line in a domain where transparency is a recurring complaint, is a useful pivot in tone. What miners gain in practice for an operator running a mid-sized site, the day one benefit is optionality. Pool selection becomes a configuration question rather than a vendor lock-in. Firmware changes can be reviewed and deployed without waiting for a manufacturer to bless them. Fleet telemetry stays inside the operator's own systems. For smaller participants, the bar drops further. Solo miners and small farms typically inherit whatever the box ships with. Useful tooling that is free to read and free to run is meaningful for that segment, especially after stories like the NiceHash user who turned $750 into a full Bitcoin block reward reminded the market that solo mining still exists at the edges. The flip side is execution risk. Open source infrastructure only matters when it is actually deployed at scale and maintained over years. Tether will need contributors and reviewers from outside its own payroll if MDK is going to function as neutral plumbing, rather than a single vendor project with an open license attached. How this plays into the broader mining map, mining concentration, is a recurring concern for the network. Two or three pools have historically dominated hash rate share, and a handful of manufacturers ship the bulk of new ASICs. Anything that introduces choice into that pipeline reduces single points of failure for the chain. It also lands at a moment when mining narratives are colliding with policy. The U.S. military recently framed running a Bitcoin node as a form of power projection against China, and Hong Kong is lining up a 10,000 BTC-regulated capital pool. Open infrastructure is the kind of detail that does not move price, but shapes who is comfortable participating in mining over the next decade. Whether MDK becomes a default depends on what shows up in the repo, how cleanly it integrates with existing fleets, and whether competitors with their own vested interests adopt it or fork it. The launch itself is a signal of intent. The next few quarters will say whether it sticks.